Hey, well, this is Chuck E. Farley.
And Lindy.
And Mike's on assignment. No, no, he's not on assignment. He's out. He's at a
reunion.
He's at a reunion for his guys he went to war with 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So he'll be back next week. We did have a guest lined up, but he could not make it at the last second. So Lindy and I will try to entertain you. We're broadcasting this week with a heavy heart because
our little guy, you guys have heard him in the background barking, and we had two dogs, and one of them had an eye removed about 6 months ago, and he's had failing health. He's pretty old. He was about, we figure, 14 to 16 years old.
Yeah, we didn't have him his entire life. He was left with us.
Yeah, so we had him for about 9 years, so gave him a home, a forever home, and his health deteriorated over the week, and he had a stroke Friday night. Thursday night on the 30th, so we had to rush him to the emergency vet and do what any loving parent would do for their baby that's can't be fixed.
Right.
And we let him go in our arms, so we were with him. Very sad. Miss him immensely. But he may not be here physically, but he is still here.
Spiritually.
We still feel him. We still feel him in our heart, and we'll always miss him. He was a good dog.
Yeah.
Good buddy to everybody, and that was his name, Buddy.
Yeah.
So we're down to one, and so every once in a while you'll hear his collar jingle, jangle, and maybe he might bark once in a while, but.
But anyway.
That was our life in a nutshell.
Yeah, so we're really not prepared this week, but we're going to try to make it work. How's that sound?
We could do it.
So.
Chuck, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I don't know.
Besides.
Big news this week was the trans shooter.
The trans shooter or Trump?
Or Trump. Died. Well, I'm going to say the biggest news was the shooter.
The shooter. The three kids.
I mean, the Trump thing is just a joke.
Yeah. The three kids that lost their lives school.
The three teachers that lost their lives.
The three adults that were working that day because of a person who didn't get mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Or mental help. Help for her mental health.
Yes. And I don't understand these leftists that, you know, they're backing her. I mean, hell, what day was it? There wasn't one day this week, like, trans day, like, 4 days later.
I don't know. But I know that today was supposed to be
trans day of vengeance.
Something.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that.
But hopefully nothing.
Hopefully those fuckers acted out and then couple more of them got taken out. Who cares?
Well, I thought that what you showed me earlier, I think it was yesterday, where Madonna is giving a free concert for trans in light of this shooting. And it's like, why? Where's the free concert for the families of the lost children and the families of the lost, you know, spouses, sisters, brothers? You know,
yeah, and she's giving it in Nashville, of all places.
Oh, I'd fucking protest it.
And who's going to go? She's like 800 years old.
And doesn't look like herself. Yeah. She's had so much. The meme I saw today about who would get, what would you give to be a time traveler and go back to 1990s and tell the world that Roseanne Barr was going to look better than Madonna back now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's it's a huge slap in the face, you know, throwing a benefit for the trans people in Nashville when the city is grieving over the loss of these three kids and three adults.
Yeah. Well, hell.
They're making this trans person a martyr and these people that died. Nobody cares.
Yeah. It says, okay, so President Biden posted this on March 31st.
The President Biden. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah. Well, somebody. He was instructed to post this in his name. On Transgender Day of Visibility, which apparently was Friday, we want you to know that we see you just as you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support. We will never stop working to create a world where you won't have to be brave just to be yourself. And here, you know, here's the thing about this. Nobody fucking cares if you're trans. Nobody. All they care about is letting them live their life. Don't push your fucking beliefs on other people who don't want to believe it. Okay? Just because you got a mental illness and think that just because you want to be a woman, you are a woman. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I don't even know where I want to go with this. It's laughable and cryable at the same time. You know, it's what the hell?
Yeah. Well, you have a.
What the hell?
You have a old clown show. The lesbian speaker or whatever, KJP or where, whoever she is. Listen.
And our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
No, they're not. Why are they under? Because people don't believe that they're.
No.
Who they think they are?
They want everyone to believe that the trans community is under attack. When a trans community isn't under attack, but they're saying, look, your stories of white men who are conservative are the ones that are gun-toting and killing, and it's not fitting that. And so people are saying, look, it's a trans person that did it, so it's not a white man. And that, in the leftist eyes, are attacking. You know, they're viewing that as an attack when it's not. It's just pointing out your narrative. It's not going according to your narrative. Oh, that's attacking me. I'm feeling bad. You said girls instead of women. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's. I was. Let me see if I can find this. I don't know what Twitter account I saw it on today.
Okay, so. Did you find the Twitter file?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, what I was wanting to say is that a lot of people are, going again about gun control and they're wanting to take all guns away or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think the issue is they need to look at mental health.
Yeah.
They need to, okay, if they see someone who's doing the, I'm not wanting to be Lindy anymore and I want to change my name to Lee, and I'm 14 years old, that should at least require some intervention with the school saying, hey, you know what, your kid seems a little confused, and maybe we need to do some mental health assessments. Or the kid that, Stan in the back of the classroom is wearing all black and his leather duster, and he's got his pens, black pens, and he's writing these, drawing these stabbing pictures. These teachers need to say, hey, I see this person getting bullied. I see this person looking like they're having a little bit of trouble coping. They have some mental health issues coping. We need to get the parents involved, and we need to get mental health involved.
Yeah, but you get the parents involved, and all of a sudden they're domestic terrorists. Because of the Democrats and their goddamn virtue signaling.
The virtue signaling. And so I'm one to lean towards the left people, they're reaping what they sowed, they're pushing for more and more, oh, be open and be, you know, open your mouth and say, oh, you're bullying me, and be vengeful and blame everybody, and you're going to be the victim, and you're a bigger victim, and it's popular to be a victim. And then when people become victims, they feel like they have to act out
mm-hmm.
badly.
Mm-hmm.
And this person probably felt like she had to act out badly. And yes, I know that this person was biologically a female who was telling everybody she was a male. But when you were playing that tape,
mm-hmm.
I agree with Governor Sears, or assistant, whatever her name, whatever
Lieutenant, she is. Okay, here, I'm going to play this. It's from the Bill Maher Show. Okay.
Okay.
And this is Lieutenant Governor Sears from, what was it?
I think Virginia?
Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the black lady who got elected.
Was it military of some sort?
Yes. But here she is on the Bill Maher Show. Listen.
Well, what's interesting, if you've noticed, they are misgendering and dead naming the murderer. Right, they are referring to the murderer by their given name, not their chosen name,
right.
And by their referring to her as a woman, as opposed to what her identity apparently was a man,
right.
Which is not the way the media usually does these things. They're usually very particular about the subjective sense of gender identity in respecting that. If someone says they're a man, then they're a man. But in this case, they're not doing that.
Hang on, you know what? This person murdered 6 people. I don't really care who you say you are. You murdered 6 people, and 3 of them were children. You don't get a say.
Well, amen.
She's dead now, so, you know. But you don't get a say in telling us who you are and what you're about. You killed 6 people.
Okay, but
that's what
let's
really
take
matters.
Her out of this and just...
All right, so here's what I'm saying.
Talk about the issue without the
so
murder.
So the issue then... Well, no, because you brought it out, so you know what
okay.
to talk about. So now we're on to something else. But here's the thing. I'm a parent all day. I get to decide what happens in my child's life. Not you, not the government, not anybody. I don't co-parent. I had this child. I'm responsible yeah. for this child. Anything yeah. happens to little Johnny, you're calling me,
right?
Right? As you should.
Right.
Right. So what I'm saying, hang on. So what I'm saying now is, if I don't want my child giving lap dances at school by a drag queen, I don't want it done.
Right.
That's happening.
But do you think the state should have the right? Do you think the state should have the right to interfere?
I'm talking about as a parent.
Well,
I am a parent. I mean, forget the state. I'm a parent.
Lap dances.
This is my child.
I'm not
I will make a decision about what happens with my child.
I'm not sure lap dances.
It's happening. Didn't you see it?
No, there's drag queen story hour. There are definitely drag queens reading to children.
There are drag queens that are doing pole dances. There are drag queens that are...
In school?
You.
What?
Bill, you got to read more.
I guess I do.
Yes, that's what you put him and that. I don't know who the other little turd nugget is. But I'm sorry, that guy's wrong. If you say you're a man, that doesn't make you a fucking man. If you say you're a woman, it doesn't make you a woman. It's a mental illness.
Till you go through that, yeah.
I mean, Jesus, we're not stupid. Please quit treating us like we're stupid. I mean, but like I said, also said, you want to say you're a man? Go ahead, say it. But that doesn't mean I have to believe it.
Yeah.
And this person killed innocent children.
Mm-hmm.
9-year-old children. I mean, mm-hmm. and then she got what she deserved. And it was the greatest... The greatest video I've seen ever. And then the meme that came out after we about was-were.
Was-were,
her
yeah.
pronouns. Was-were.
Was-were. And I know that some people are, some of the legislators are saying that the GOP are against police because the police would have rather gone into that school with a knife-wielding assailant versus a gun-wielding assailant. And it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Wait, what?
some lawmaker was, I don't know who it was or where it was, but they were on the floor saying that the conservative, the GOP, is anti-police. Because if they were for the police, they would want to do away with guns, because the police going into this situation would have much rather gone in with the assailant having a knife versus a rifle.
Oh, okay.
And so because they're not against banning all rifles, banning all guns.
All guns.
They're against police. That's a stretch.
Yeah, that's a big stretch.
Yeah.
Because we're not the ones, and I'm not going to go through all my fucking past videos because there's too many of them. And find the one where it's all Democrats talking about defund the police, defund the police, defund the police. Oh, but now all of a sudden, now all the shit's happening, and it's your people doing it, too. I mean,
The last two mass shootings were transgender people.
Right, and then you had the Chinese guy that was doing it. And
so their narrative is falling, exploding in their face. They used to be able to say, well, it was just the crazy far-right white guys.
Right.
And now it's not.
Right. Oh, I know I can.
And it's making them very angry, and now they're grasping at straws, and they're blaming, trying to find anything to blame the GOP, because what I heard the other day was that it used to be the Democrats and the Republicans they considered each other rivals. Nowadays it's enemies. That the Democrats view the Republicans as their enemy, not their rival.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that they will do anything to win, to beat their enemy. And that's what they're trying to do, is to make all conservative, right-leaning people the enemy.
Right. I am a Trump supporter. But even if you're not a Trump supporter and you're a Republican, they put you in this MAGA classification.
Anyone who isn't left of center.
Yeah, well.
If you're center or right, you're MAGA.
So later in the week, the 30th, Thursday, this was Thursday, we had a transurrection at the Tennessee Capitol.
Oh, yeah.
Not an insurrection, it's a transurrection.
Oh, yeah, but they called it mostly peaceful.
Was it? Yeah, listen to this. Not that one. Shut the fuck up.
Who are they wanting to give back?
This one person the cops pulled out of the crowd for doing something.
Yeah, well, the cops were actually trying to close the doors. And, you know, they breached the Capitol in Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the cops were trying to close the doors. Unlike
Oh, and here's the same clown again in another video.
Unlike, though, in D.C., where the cops were opening the doors, and I didn't hear that kind of noise in D.C., but some people are still in prison today without a hearing.
Okay. This explains why they freaking yanked this person into this video.
Well, explain. People can't see the video, hon.
Okay, I'm going to play it. Let's see. They're blocking a bathroom, and there's a legislature in the bathroom. He didn't do anything. Now he's got the guy.
Okay, so now we're hearing a bunch of noise.
Yeah, so, okay, well, I didn't see this part, so I was watching it. So, the guy that they were yelling in the previous video about to give back, him and two other guys were blocking a bathroom door. Inside the bathroom was a legislature and some of the Capitol Police, or I guess that's who they are. And so they wouldn't get out of the way so the guy could get out. So the cops grabbed one guy, yanked him into the bathroom. And this other guy, they're coming out, and he's still blocking them. So they just grabbed him and pushed him through the crowd along with the legislature and then took him into the back, where they turned around, you know, and let him go. They didn't do a damn thing to him. So, but he's just being a little douche tool.
Well, does it surprise me? So, yeah, I'm looking here to see if there's anything about the day of trans vengeance. I haven't seen anything, so.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen. I'm looking through Twitter, and I'm not seeing. You would, if there anything happened, there would have been a.
Oh yeah.
A video. So here's a video I was talking about before we had the issue. It has some movie clips mixed into it. You know, they're kind of talking about it. But listen to this fucking woman. This is mental illness.
This is the reason why I hate biological men, and you should too.
Who is this guy?
If you don't know who I am, my name is Blossom. I use they them pronouns.
No shit.
And it's not because I hate men. That's not what we're talking about right now.
Sure, Jan.
There's no such thing as biological men. That's not a real thing.
It's a total fabrication.
That is a transphobic dog whistle. What it's doing is it's trying to justify transphobia using science.
Yes, science!
When, first of all, man is a term associated with gender and not with sex. But even if we were talking about males, sex is also a spectrum.
That's right. All the colors of the rainbow.
So if you ever hear somebody say biological men or biological males or any language like that, call them out, run away,
run!
Educate them, do something. It's not a... This is...
Okay. What do you mean there's no such thing as a biological male?
Sorry, I was watching a video. No such thing as a biological male. I don't know.
Can anybody explain that one? You know, raise your hands. Don't everybody answer at once. But,
Oh, dude.
What?
So, that day of trans was canceled in Washington, D.C.
Oh, because of the
transvestites at the Trans Radical Activist Network, TRAN, reported the Trans Day of Vengeance in Washington, D.C. is canceled due to being high risk and blaming astronomical amounts of hate from the world.
No, there's only a certain group that fucking hates, and it's the trans group.
Yeah.
Because nobody else is going to be there. No, I mean, yeah. Nobody else is, like... If it happened across the fucking street here, I wouldn't go. Because I don't care.
It happened in Southern California. It happened in Hollywood, California.
What happened?
The Trans Day of Vengeance. So, anyway, so It's enough to say.
It's really not. It's just a bunch of fucking people walking around in the street.
Intimidating drivers and.
Yeah, well, run them over.
Yeah.
No one cares about your fucking protest. Run them the fuck over.
Anyway, so do you want to take a break, or we got something else you want to talk about before we take a break?
Something else I want to talk about before we take a break. So, everybody knows this week there's been some really strange weather, and I mean, it's generated tornadoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Iowa got hit yesterday. Earlier in the week, it was Arkansas.
Well, actually, Little Rock, the storm that hit Little Rock, Arkansas,
uh-huh.
Then it went north, and it went through Iowa and Indiana.
Okay.
So it was the same storm system.
It was the same system. This tornado in Little Rock is huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This thing, I'm watching this video. Listen, I don't know. It's huge. Dude, yeah. There's a dude just walking through the parking lot. He's
yeah.
He has no idea what's happening fucking behind him or something because he's just walking.
Yeah, so there's a lot of damage that went on.
It broke up. It broke. It looks like it's breaking up. No, it's getting bigger.
Yeah. Okay.
This lady's not like she's not even panicky.
We are a bunch of dummies with our cameras on.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, there's a guy on the roof now.
Excuse me, sir. Do you see that? What is he doing? He's getting dizzy. Oh, my God. He is.
Dude, there's a dude on the roof, and there's a tornado.
What is that? Like a couple miles away from him?
Yeah. He's like on a 5-story roof, and there's a couple. Man, talk about brave. But give that guy a medal. Seriously. Well, anyways, so a tornado went through Mississippi, too, apparently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find this. And Joe Biden had to say something.
Yeah, course. I think he went to Mississippi, actually, to view the damage, which it's all photo ops.
He went to Rolling Fork, Mississippi, okay? Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, it's all photo ops. But listen.
The town of Rolling Storm will be back, and we'll be with you every step of the way. And I said Rolling Fork, Rolling Stone. I got my mind going here.
Your fucking mind is gone, dude.
Your mind ain't going fucking anywhere. Gone. Your mind hit fucking stop like years ago.
Yeah, so that's my cousin's video. He was driving when it was going in Wellman, Iowa.
Really?
Yeah, he's pretty damn close.
Yeah, he's about as close as those people in Little Rock were. Yeah. They had that douche, well, I called him brave earlier. That brave soul.
Yeah.
On the.
Yeah, my cousin, I'm like, you fucking fool.
Yeah,
dumbass.
That's the thing with cell phones now. Nobody goes to the basement anymore. Everybody runs outside to fucking take a fuck, let's go get a photo.
Including my two boys.
They photo go outside op.
Doing all kinds of videos.
Yeah. Photo
it's
op.
Like, really? You know, it's just hit you, you know, 4 miles away from you. You should be in the basement, not outside taking a video.
Yeah.
But I remember that those days, too. I want to see what's going on. I stand out and look.
Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick.
All right.
Real quick, before we take a break, I want to go back to the trans thing.
Oh, you want to revisit trans?
Well, because I forgot about this.
Okay.
Here in Arizona,
uh-huh.
Governor Katie Hobbs' press secretary put up
a meme
after the shooting, and it said, us,
when we see trans folks.
When we see trans folks, and it's a woman with two handguns, mm-hmm. Right?
Like a revolver. And...
Well, it brought up a shitstorm. It was on the news. Here's a news clip of it.
Press Secretary Jocelyn Berry has resigned after she tweeted this just hours after the Nashville massacre. We covered it earlier. An armed woman alongside the caption, us, when we see transphobes. Barry resigned after growing pressure from those within her circle and other lawmakers who called the tweet disturbing and highly inappropriate, but of course, as we covered, not the liberal media.
So she resigned. She had resigned like the next day.
Is that Beckamani?
Yeah. And she should have resigned. I mean, she's an idiot. That's what
you know. What they shouldn't have given her time to resign. They should have fired her. Her resigning.
No, Katie Hobbs ain't gonna do anything.
Well, we know that unless you're black.
Unless you're black, then she won't pay you.
Yeah, she's not gonna pay you, and then she's gonna fire you.
Yeah.
Because you said you wanted paid.
Yeah, I's not paid, so you're gonna fire me. Yes. Mm-hmm. I am Katie Hobbs, racist.
She was found guilty twice of being racist.
Yeah. So now she kind of watches herself, because if she would have fired her, she would have gotten in trouble, you know. So she let her resign. That administration's a fucking shit show.
It's a shit show. Yeah. So, okay, let's take a break, and then when we come back, we can talk about Carrie Lake and
what? Do you have something?
The Supreme Court said that the Arizona Supreme Court and their ruling.
Okay. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about some other stuff.
Some little tidbits.
Some other stuff, yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. You won't get a commercial, but we'll be right back.
All
right.
And we're back. I know it doesn't seem like long.
It's
been a while. We were looking up some stuff.
So, we ended saying we wanted to talk about Arizona, but during our brief break,
mm-hmm.
Chuck said that, oh yeah, he wanted to bring up one other thing, which was...
Which was what? I can't remember now. I looked up too much
time. Manifesto.
Oh yeah. So, the trans shooter left a manifesto.
Have you seen that manifesto?
Right. Has anybody seen that manifesto? Because I'm pretty sure if it was a white male Republican.
I was. Oh.
No. It was a pretend white male. But I'm pretty sure if it was a white male Republican Trump supporter, that manifesto would have been out all over the fucking press, like,
oh, yeah,
that afternoon.
Oh, it wouldn't have been redacted or anything. They would have just said, here you go. You want to read it? You want to post it?
But
go
because
ahead.
It's a tranny, who's, no.
Oh, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which beer is going to go?
I know. I have some. They all look the same to me.
Yeah. So yeah, the manifesto has not been released yet. So and the shooting happened what, Tuesday? Monday? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. And here it is, Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing. No manifesto. Where is it?
A lot of crickets. A lot of crickets going on. So it'll be interesting. I don't think you'll ever see the manifesto.
Why?
Because it's not their agenda. Everything has to be their agenda. So.
Yeah, the press. But, you know, they're not biased or anything. They
not at ask, all. Just ask propagandists.
Them. Just ask them.
Yeah. So, going to move to Arizona.
Okay.
And Carrie Lake, the Trump-supporting woman, former newscaster who was running for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you know, she, because she lost by 17,000 votes, she had filed several appeals or lawsuits, and it's gone all the way up to the Arizona Appeals Court, not the Supreme mm-hmm. Court, but the Appeals Court. And it came back that of the three lawsuits that Carrie Lake submitted, one of the three was set back down to a lower court, saying that she had a valid point as far as mm-hmm. the signature verification. So what it says here is systematic signature verification failures in Maricopa County remanded by the Arizona Supreme Court to trial court. A closer examination of the signature verification software used by the county reveals a strikingly low threshold for signatures to qualify as high confidence matches. That threshold was
10%. 10%?
10%. So the higher court said, we need to do some verification. So Maricopa County had hired a third party, company to verify. It was a software. It's called Rumbeck Election Services. So there was emails between Maricopa County officials and an employee at the county's election technology vendor, Rumbeck Election Services. The election firm's Versus Pro application for signature verification ranks signature matches on a scale of 0 to 100. Only scores lower than 10 are not marked as accepted by Versus Pro. So if it was on a scale of 1 to 100 and it went 9, it was kicked back. So what they were doing was testing this, and it came out, and they're like, yeah, it was a shit show.
Right.
Now they're trying to verify these signatures.
Mm-hmm.
And Maricopa County is saying, oh, guess what? We can't find the documentation.
They can't find it? Where's the... Okay, first of all, you're
required... They're fucking deleting the goddamn shit.
No, okay, all right. First, I called, like... When did I call? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
2 years ago, I called Maricopa County Elections to find out about how they did signature verification, right? Signature verification. It was, they looked it up based on your driver's license. Okay, mm-hmm. Fair enough, right? Then I asked them, how can I verify that my vote's counted the way I mail it back in? The woman said, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And she couldn't answer the question. And then this last election, I emailed Maricopa County again and asked them to verify that my vote counted the way I marked it down. And they said, well, this is a, we're a, secretive or whatever, you know, and so we can't let you know what people, how people voted. I go, I'm not asking how anybody else voted. I want to make sure my vote went in the way I fucking put it down on the paper. Because I have pictures of my ballot. So.
Yeah. So, They're shysters, and here it said there's a statute in Arizona's bylaws is mm-hmm. that duly authorized election officials are responsible for resolving any discrepancies. If the signature is inconsistent with the elector's signature on the elector's registration record, reads Arizona Statute 15-550. Mm-hmm. The county recorder or other officer in charge of elections shall make reasonable efforts to contact the voter, advise the voter of the inconsistent signature, and allow the voter to correct or the county to confirm the inconsistent signature. The statute does not mention using third parties to complete signature verification.
No, that was illegal.
Or curing, and they used third fucking parties to do the verification.
Yeah.
And that should be... reason enough to say that this election.
Right. But remember, the one judge said they didn't prove intent. And nowhere in the law does it say you have to prove intent.
Yeah. And Rumbeck now, they used to, this third party company used to have Versus Pro listed on their website as what they used.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't appear there anymore. It's gone. They wiped it from there. people are wiping shit to and not showing, they're not providing the information that the judge said you're supposed to be providing to be doing verification. Mm-hmm. So now Carrie Lake is going to have to go and sue again to force them to provide it. In the meantime, Maricopa County and the Board of Electors or whatever the hell they are,
mm-hmm,
are most likely scrubbing, bleaching, smashing their Hillary Clintoning the software.
Oh, man, now we're going to get sued for making fun of Hillary, like the meme guy did.
Oh, well.
Damn it. Lindy?
What? Yeah. So, I don't know. I think, you know, ballot signatures, what Carrie Lake is saying is Maricopa County has confirmed what we all knew to be true. Ballot signatures do not match. Mm-hmm. Election officials brazenly hiding evidence from us. Mm-hmm. This is a smoking gun. Unfortunately for them, I'm not giving up, even if that means legally forcing them to hand over evidence. Well, unfortunate for her, she probably will spend millions of dollars,
mm-hmm,
and will never get the documents because they will be gone.
Right.
There's no repercussions for these people to, you know, for what they've been doing. They're never going to go to jail. They're never going to get in trouble. Do you think Nancy Pelosi is ever going to get in trouble for insider trading? No. Do you think Hunter Biden is ever going to get in trouble for
what? You know, drugs? Which one? Drugs? Child molestation? Inside? Or dealing with being a foreign agent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Selling his dad, you know, selling rights to his dad.
Yeah, access to his dad.
Yeah. Influence. Yeah. No. They are all going to keep on doing it. More and more brazen as the years go by because nobody is made an example of. Nobody's going to be paying, you know, their due to society.
But just thank God. Nancy Pelosi's 80-some years old, so hopefully she'll end up like Buddy soon.
No. Buddy didn't drink the blood of innocent children. I swear, she's satanic.
One can only hope, man, I'm telling you.
She is satanic. So what else?
So what else? What else? So
I guess for me,
mm-hmm,
I have no hopes that Carrie Lake's going to get in office. I mean, not now. But my hopes are,
mm-hmm,
whatever comes about this is going to open it up and make people clean their fucking shit up. And maybe we can have a new election and have it run by someone who is not.
Well, it's going to start here at the state level because they're going to have to, or the county level. When your next election, vote these fuckers out, these current supervisors. They're not doing their job.
No, none of them are. None of them are.
I used to be a county employee. I will never be a county employee again. Yeah, you guys can go back in your fucking records and maybe you can figure out who I am. But fuck you guys. You guys are the worst place in the world to work.
Yeah.
The worst.
What else, Chuck?
So
I know what I want to end with.
What do you want?
Tomorrow's game. Last night's game.
Okay. Well, so another, we talked about at the beginning of the show, was one of the things we opted into talking about. Trump got indicted Thursday by a New York grand jury.
A kangaroo court.
Yeah. On charges that Bill, you know, something Bill Clinton did, paid $850,000 to Jennifer Flowers, was it?
It was Jennifer Flowers, yes.
Why he was a sitting president.
Yeah.
Trump allegedly paid hush money to Stormy Daniels.
When he was a private citizen.
When he was a private citizen, and there's signed letters from Stormy Daniels and somebody else saying this never fucking happened.
Yeah, it didn't come from Trump.
And then there was another case before this where Stormy Daniels lost and has to pay Trump money now.
Mm-hmm.
So where did this where did this Brad guy come from, first of all? And where's he get his information?
he's Soros backed. And the thing was with Trump, the money that supposedly went to Stormy Daniels was what, $130,000, and that the lawyer that gave it to her was Cohen, who's doing time, who's a liar,
right?
But he went and got a personal loan to pay her and didn't say anything to anyone because he didn't want his wife to know that he was paying a porn star. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want Trump's wife to know that he was paying a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did was tell Trump, you owe me $130,000 for services. Whether or not Trump knew about it, if there's nothing saying, okay, here's a bill for $130,000 for paying off Stormy Daniels, then Trump could say, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
You know? This all happened when he was a private citizen. And now they're doing this. They're doing this. It's not illegal.
Yeah.
It's not illegal.
But you know, it's a win. So the day like after this happened, Trump earned or his political campaign.
Yeah.
Got donations of like $4 million.
Yeah. It's gonna blow up in their face.
Yeah.
Because it's proving to the world that this administration, that this Democrats are willing to do anything and everything to shut up their political enemies.
Yes.
And that's where I came from was like they view us, you know, view anyone in the center and right as an enemy, right. Not as a rival, but as an enemy. And they're going to do whatever they can.
Right.
And it's going to backfire because then people are going to know if they could do that to him for doing something when he was a private citizen and he wasn't, and they didn't do anything to Clinton, then what's going to stop them from doing that to me? And with the IRS going over to the door of that reporter for the Twitter files, he was testifying. On the day he was testifying, IRS agents went to his house.
Did he make more than
$400,000? Exactly. Yeah, no. Yeah. They went there to harass.
Yeah.
While he was there, I'm sure what they were doing was trying to get, I don't know if he's married or, you know, has a significant other, but I'm sure that they were hoping that by getting a call from whoever was at the house saying, IRS is here, and there's like 10 agents.
Right.
I don't know how many agents there were. But everything is becoming weaponized. Everything. FBI, IRS, DOJ, you know, even the border.
Yeah. Oh, Border Patrol?
Yeah. Well not Border Patrol. Mayorkas. Yeah. Department of Homeland Security. Yeah. I don't trust any of them.
Right.
So people are like, okay, yeah, it's getting worse and worse, and it's going to backfire in all of their faces, and people are going to start supporting this guy. And I think even Elon Musk said this would be the worst thing you could do.
Well, he said a couple weeks ago when it was announced a couple weeks ago that he was going to get arrested that Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And it gave Democrats a boner when they didn't even have to take Viagra.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is Gutfield, Greg Gutfield, the other night when they were talking about Trump getting indicted.
All right, the indictments. Trump's attorney says he'll face 34 counts of business fraud. Sources tell Fox Digital he'll surrender next week. Alvin Bragg was so elated he released a few extra convicted killers to celebrate. But Trump is ready to fight.
He's ready to fight. You know, he's the toughest guy I know. I've never been more angry about a charge because today the rule of law in the United States of America died.
It's dead.
It's dead.
It's dead. While former human being Nancy Pelosi tweeted this nonsense, no doubt from an old BlackBerry in her skeletal hands, quote, "No one is above the law and everyone has the right to a trial to prove innocence. Hopefully the former president will peacefully respect the system which grants him that right." Well, actually, you corrupt old bat, it's not on Trump to prove his innocence in our legal system. It's on prosecutors to prove guilt. But that may not apply to show trials like this or to comments from a woman who was born before the Magna Carta. I wonder what old Joe thinks about this.
Oh, no, no. Look. I got to keep saying it. I believe in the rule of thumb, right? The rule of thumb. I mean, the thumb of law. The rule of law. Come on. And it's like Nancy Pelosi said. You're guilty until proven innocent, all right? That's the way our country works. And so this guy's got plenty of time to prove he's innocent before he's president again. No, he's not president again. I'm president again. I'm president now, right? Yeah, I'm president now. So what are we talking about here?
Meantime. Trump put out a very Trumpy statement, quote, "The Democrats have lied, cheated, stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump. We're going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again." Now, as for Stormy Daniels, which is not her real name, by the way, since the news broke, she's making a killing selling Team Stormy merch, calendars, T-shirts, and lingerie. And as a bonus, each item comes in a free bag you could put over her head. I mean, let's be honest. So what's this all mean? Well, Bragg vowed he would do this if elected, so it's pure politics. But he has no idea, really, what he just did. He's like a suicide bomber who just blew up his own party. And that party is the poor Democrats. Of course, the media is giddy, and why wouldn't they be? They're dumb. who always miss the big picture. They've been hunting the same people for years, from parents at school boards to Trump supporters to anyone with a traditional pronoun. Hell, Karine Jean-Pierre declared that transgender people are under attack just days after a transgender shooter massacred kids at a Christian school. What's that tell you? That they really, really don't like you. And it's no longer a left versus right thing anymore. It's inside versus out. The elites versus the outsiders they look down on, people like you, people like Trump. But don't get mad, it's not worth it. Just get your angry butterflies into formation. After all, we can't run around with our hair on fire. You'll end up looking like this.
It was Brian Stelter from CNN. But yeah, he's true. They're after you.
Yep.
Because you're there in their way. They want to get rich. They want all the power in the world. They want to rule. They'll throw the Constitution in your face, but they don't even follow the Constitution.
They don't follow it at all. Well,
you know, they throw this word democracy around. You're going to fuck up our democracy. You're ruining our democracy. It's a danger to our democracy. Okay, I'm going to say something here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Nowhere in there does it say democracy. We are a constitutional republic. They need to get this goddamn democracy bullshit off their mind. Nobody's destroying our democracy except them.
Yeah. Oh, you got a check.
What?
There, you got a check.
I know. Sorry there. I got serious for a second.
And he cited the Pledge of Allegiance.
I know.
Word for word.
Yeah, because
no
I had,
messed up.
I had to do it every day
I
in school
do.
For 12 years.
Stand up, hand on your chest, mm-hmm. over your heart, make sure you stood and you didn't have a hat on.
Yeah. Every year for 12 years. They don't do that shit anymore, do they?
No. And that's why the Marines, I think the Marines said that they don't have enough recruits right now, that if there was a war, we wouldn't be able to.
Wouldn't be able to what?
Protect ourselves. They're not getting. They're not getting the recruits that they need.
No, because people are being told that they are.
Right. Oop, Chuck got something. What is it?
Oh, it's a question about my smoker.
Oh.
Right. No, I lost my train of thought. God damn it.
Yeah, we were talking about the Marines not having enough. And
yeah, it's because people are being told that this country's not worth fighting for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and do you not think China and Russia and Saudi Arabia and Iraq
will have anything to do with that at all?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I do, because they got fucking Joe Biden in their fucking back pocket. We're more worried
about... They got Joe Biden in front of them, and they're fucking him in the ass.
This... Damn.
It's true.
Holy shit, I never heard that come out of her mouth before. Okay.
Is it not true?
It's true, but...
Okay, well then.
You took me by surprise there. The whole thing is, damn, dude, I'm all confused now.
All right.
They got our
they do have our president.
Normal people like us, Lindy, myself, all you people out there, you're the enemy. They don't want you to say anything, do anything. Here I am on my soapbox again. It's virtue signaling at its fucking finest. And I was thinking about this earlier today too, by the way. Why do you want to support like the smallest percentage of people?
What do you mean?
I mean, how many people in this world are fucking, or in the United States are trans?
Oh, okay.
You know, what? What maybe. Percentage of people would you say? Less than 1%, right?
Oh, yeah. I would say 1, not even 2%.
I would say less than 1% of all the people in America.
But I think, the goal is to have that increase to the point where it's 50%.
Right. That's why they're going after the kids. Yeah. Because their minds are malleable.
And if you get everybody to be... eunuchs, uh-huh. You could tell them what to do.
And well, that yeah. It's population control too.
Yeah.
But okay, so it's trans, it's gays. What percentage of the country is gay?
I don't know.
Even though it's apparently gone up in with the latest generation, there's like 20% of them are fucking gay. Even though they're not gay. They've just been told they're gay. And seriously, I blame this all on fucking Saved by the Bell. The fucking TV show Saved by the Bell. It may be if you would have had a normal fucking TV show where the jocks and the nerds did not get along. And the stoners and everything else. Watch a 70s show, okay? That's one that you need to understand. That's the way life is. We don't all need to get along. We don't. There is differences, you know? And you can call people a name. And if it hurts you, tough shit. You know what? If I call you a fag, tough shit. You're a fag, all right?
Yep.
I mean, that's... Okay, like I said... A couple shows ago, I think. When we were in high school, if you called a guy a woman, that was an insult. You yeah. fucking woman, right?
Yeah.
That was
I didn't think it was the word woman, though.
No, it was woman. Such a wuss, or a woman. He's such a woman. And you'd get in trouble in school for saying that. Now they want you to say that.
You're in the wrong era.
I know. Well, no, I want an apology from, except for they're all dead now. I want an apology for having to go to detention for calling a guy a fucking woman.
Can't help you there, Chuck.
You know, my track coach, basically called me and another guy gay on the team. Did I cry about it? No. I just told him to go fuck himself.
Okay.
You know, it's like, no, fuck you, you turd. I ain't playing your fucking game. But people nowadays, you can't do that.
Yeah, they take offense of everything. Everything is offending. And
yeah, it's like, stand up for yourself. You know, if I call you a fag, okay, that's my right. I have that right to call you a fag. And you have the right to tell me, shut the fuck up. Right?
Or say, yep, I am.
And then it ends right there, right, for the most part, right? Yeah. Shut up, you fag. And it's like, hey, I'm not a fag. Okay, fine, whatever. Or I am a fag. All right, fine, great. Whatever.
See, I told you.
Whatever floats your boat, dude. I mean,
I told you.
But no. Nowadays, you have to go on TV. You have to have a fucking whole week of fucking.
Again, it's all, everybody has to be victimized. Everybody has to be a victim. And it's a competition on who's the biggest victim.
And then you have this, and I'm sorry, this is where we're going with this now. So you have these guys that have been called gay, been called fags, basically been losers their whole and fucking entire life, right?
Right.
So now they've got a cause, right? We're going to stand up for other losers. And so you have these rallies, and it's, go look at Twitter. All these rallies where these people are like throwing coffee at people and spitting on people and flipping off the camera, you know, saying, you know, like, oh, like the perfect one was like, these women, looking for anti-abortion people, right? And this girl was so fat, it looked like she had an ass on the front side of her. It's called a gunt, okay? It's called a gunt. And she had one. And she's like saying, like, you know, my body, my choice. No one's gonna fuck you, okay? Nobody. It ain't happening.
Oh my God.
What?
Gunt.
It's a gunt. Trust me. And it's a combination of gut and cunt. Gunt. And no one's going to do you. Nobody. Nobody in their right fucking mind. Okay? You can get it, might be able to convince a blind guy to do it. But.
Yeah, but then they're like, what side's this?
Okay.
They'd be very confused.
I'm sorry. It's disgusting. There's a woman. We allowed women this year in my men's bowling league, and there's a woman in our bowling league that has one of these things. It is disgusting. I can't tell if she's coming or going.
Oh, my God.
It's like a Studebaker. The front looks like the back, okay?
You call her Stude. Funny.
I'm sorry.
She'll never be called Bubbles, huh?
No, never. Oh yeah, that's another thing. I'll get into that in a second. I'll get into that in a second. But the thing is, these rallies give all these fucking losers a chance for something they've always wanted, which is to be in a group.
Be in a group, notoriety.
Yeah. But
be a part of something instead of trying to find a group that they could, you know,
But it also gives them the ability. They're brave in numbers. You know what I mean? They're not brave by themselves.
Yeah. Until they get punched in the face.
Not until. If you punch them in the face by themselves, they're going to cry.
Right.
If you punch them in a group, they're going to cry, but the group is going to jump on you. So, but, you know, they feel it's like safety in numbers or whatever. I don't know, but just look at these crowds. They're ugly. They're all ugly people.
Fugly?
I didn't say fugly. You said fugly. I just said ugly.
I'm just asking if they're fugly.
They're probably fugly.
But, okay, so, next.
But no, I'm just saying. Here it is, in a nutshell. I'm gonna call you a fag. I'm gonna call you a lesbian. I'm gonna call you a woman. I'm gonna call you a bitch. I'm gonna call you this. If I do,
just don't call me Studebaker.
Dude, that's bad. If you get called Studebaker, it's bad. Just, you know, deal with it. All right. Go cry, have a pint of ice cream or something. I don't care anymore. I'm done with these people. I'm done, and it's time to start being mean.
Sure. All right.
Well, now what did I say I was going to get back to?
Bubbles.
Bubbles. Oh, yeah, bubbles. So here's the deal. So that day, me and my friend are driving down the street, right? We see a license plate on a car. It says Bubbles, right? We're like, hey. Let's go check this out. We pull up alongside it. It's a dude. All right, first of all, no dude should ever have the license plate Bubbles on the car. That was like just total disappointment.
False advertising?
Yeah. We're pulling up expecting to see some breastises. And we got dude.
Maybe he identifies as a woman.
I don't care. If you put something in there, like at least
zero,
like,
bubbles.
Yeah, it was inverted bubbles, like negative bubbles.
Negative bubbles.
Yeah,
minus bubbles.
It was pop bubbles.
No bubbles whatsoever.
Yeah, dude, that was so bad, so bad.
Okay.
I'm like fucking pissed now.
Because of the bubbles?
Yeah, because of the bubbles.
Sorry.
No bubbles.
No bubbles. Well.
Thank God for a Bikini Bean coffee company. Oh, that was a commercial right there. Hey, so, real quick.
That you didn't frequent Bikini Bean.
I don't. Ever.
Yeah, right.
Liar. I drive through the parking lot. Liar. I have to turn around through the parking lot, so. I want you to listen to this clown right here, okay? This guy, we've talked about this on the show. And this is why you people are stupid. Not you people, but the other side is stupid. Listen to this guy.
You know that they're on the losing side of an argument when they make up words like Armalite? Dumb, dude. AR, man, assault rifle. AR-15, assault rifle 15. It was the 15th assault rifle that they built.
Okay, how come there was never an AR-1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, or 14. Dude. Dude. How come? Dude. Fucking retard. This guy is lemony fresh pipe.
You've been smoking that pipe way too much.
He's on TikTok. That Chinese app, you know, the one that nobody fucking should have ever. But, you know, okay, if he's the people that Chinese people want to fucking
have running our country.
Well, no, they want to spy on them. I mean, smart people like us, we don't have this TikTok. Yeah. So, then.
Go for it.
What?
Go for it.
Go for what?
Those people should just stay on it so that they can be spied on. I don't care.
Yeah, and then they say, look how American, look how dumb Americans are. Oh, President Xi, America, very dumb. Look at this fucker. Yeah,
exactly.
So I'm not going to play the video because it's just a bunch of French people singing. But I'm going to tell you what this guy has to say is spot on. These globalists are taking over the
trying to take over,
and people are fighting back. People are fighting back, and God bless every freaking one of them. This is in France. These people are, but this guy says, when this comes to America, government and corporate media will call them terrorists, white supremacists, and Nazis, which is true. While freezing their bank accounts and jailing them indefinitely without trial, all while telling you they're doing it to protect democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you stand up to the government, I mean, and it's time to stand up to this government, and I'm daring IRS, come knock on my fucking door. I don't fucking care. Just come knock on the fucking door. Right? Don't hide behind your little pencils and pocket protectors because you're all fucking nerds. And don't send one of those fat turds over here that I saw in the video pretending to be fucking agents with guns and stuff. Just send them over, okay?
Yeah, well, I think everybody needs to start fighting back.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to fight back. It's time to end this government tyranny.
Yeah. So, can we talk about something? Do you have anything more you want to talk about? Seriousness stuff?
Seriousness? Yeah. Is that a word? Seriousness?
Well, if Armalite is a made-up word, then seriousness is
Armalite. Armalite is not a made-up word. That's a whole fucking point.
I know.
Yes, okay, go ahead. Lindy wants to talk about something. And we'll let her.
I want to talk about March Madness women's basketball.
Okay.
If you haven't watched, South Carolina got dethroned.
Yeah, they were undefeated. They were 36-0 going into the Final Four. They were 11.5-point favorites over the Iowa Hawkeyes, and guess what?
Boom.
They lost.
Boom.
And then their pro coach in the press conference went racial.
Very.
It was like the question had nothing to do with race at all.
No.
And she went racial. And that's okay. So since we're here, I want to bring this up too, because this whole NCAA tournament, women's tournament, has been attacks by when the black girls start losing, they get violent.
Yeah. And we saw that last night. When they went and took one of the girls and threw her down on the ground.
That was a bad call by the ref. But there's been people getting punched
after the games.
There's been shoving after the games. There's been punches in the face during the games. It's like, what is NCAA, what are you fucking doing? Are you doing anything to stop this? No.
No.
Nobody's been suspended. There's been no fucking mentions of it. They've upscaled these fucking penalty calls to because of it. Do something about it. Okay.
That was yours, huh?
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
It was awesome, though, to watch. It was like almost the South Carolina team was quite a bit bigger than the Iowa team.
Right. They just weren't faster.
They weren't faster. The little girls in Iowa, and they looked little on the floor to the South Carolina girls.
Yes.
But these girls, the Iowa girls, are what, 6 foot, 6'3"?
Yeah, No,
they're not small.
They had 6'6" girls. I mean, girls that are 6'6" on
the South Carolina team. And they just, they both played their hearts out, but Iowa girls were like, okay, we just have to make them do, and they really made sure to keep that running. Right. So if you guys aren't doing anything tomorrow.
All right, at 3:30 Eastern.
3:30? Yeah.
No, 2:30.
3:30 Eastern time.
Yeah.
The national championship for women's basketball.
LSU versus Iowa. I do want to say something here. Iowa has the player of the year, Caitlin Clark. This girl is unstoppable. Yeah. I mean, that you can't.
Every point scored last night was either 70, Caitlin's
75%.
Either Caitlin.
Either did assisted the scored or she assisted. Yeah, on 75% of Iowa's points in last night's game. I mean, this girl will put women's basketball on the map.
On the map, definitely. Even if they were to lose tomorrow, it's changed Iowa basketball.
No, I don't think they're going to lose.
I don't think they're going to lose. Even just to go and watch, to humorous, watch it for 5-10 minutes, the first quarter.
Yeah.
Just to see her and see what we're talking about. Well, she just runs.
Here's the deal. You have to plan your defense around stopping Caitlin Clark.
Right.
But she's one person.
Yeah. But it takes a whole team to keep her from scoring.
And Iowa has a lot of three-point shooters. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of low post players.
Yep.
That if you bring your post players up and vacate the basket, there's going to be a pick and roll. There's going to be something that happens, and it's a layup. And that's what was going on last night.
Yeah.
They were bringing people up on the weak side to stop Caitlin Clark, and as soon as they brought the person up, the person rolled down to the point, and it was done. Yeah. There was nobody guarding.
And then in Iowa, you know, when they were playing defense, they were pushing these girls who didn't, the three-pointers, they weren't good at shooting.
They weren't guarding them.
Yeah. Well, no, they just let them because they knew their percentages of shooting from that far away they were going to miss.
They packed the post. Yeah.
And it was an awesome game to watch, and I can't wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Go Hawks.
It'll be good. Go Hawks. Hey, and then okay, I'm not even going to bring up fucking Vice President. She's just an idiot.
No.
She's in Africa right now, and she's been there for like 10 days. I think they forgot she's fucking there.
Leave her there. Fucking leave her there. Take her to the mines of, you know, like the cobalt mines and just leave her there.
Well, that's what they need to do. They need to go see the shit. And let her go dig a hole when the fucking cobalt mine collapses.
That was my intent. Yeah. So leave her there.
Yeah. So, that's it. I mean, God bless Buddy. I love that dog.
Miss him.
I didn't mean to come on, you know. I mean, it hurt. It hurt a lot. That dog had a rough life.
Not with us.
Not with us.
Had a great life with us.
But before he came here, his life was unfair.
But for 9 years he was with us, he had a wonderful life. So hopefully we made a difference for him and it made him, I'm sure, made him happier. He did the best he could. I even have a video of him barking at us.
On the last night.
Yeah. He was giving us the what for.
Yeah. So
that was his rally.
But I miss him.
I know.
And
I know you do, and I do too. I'm sorry.
So I know Michael missed him too. But so this show is dedicated to him. Go ahead, reach out to us at...
Oh.
What?
Before we say reach out to us. Mm-hmm. When you guys go to McDonald's, have an order of French fries. That was Buddy's favorite. Yeah. McDonald's French fries.
Yeah. Have a French fry for Buddy. Okay?
Okay. So to reach out to us.
Reach out to us. We're on Gmail at DidWeOffendYou@gmail.com. We are on Twitter at DidWeOffend, the letter U, and we're on True Social at DidWeOffendYou. Reach out to us.
Like to hear from people.
And follow us a little bit, you know, on Spotify. We'd like to start getting paid again, but
we gotta get a 100.
Yeah, we gotta get 100. So some of you guys gotta fucking start passing this along to friends. I don't have 100 friends. I'm unfriendable.
He's unfriendable.
So.
All right.
All right. So thanks for listening. Sorry if we bored you. Mike will be
depressed
back.
Next,
Mike will be back next week, we think.
And what? I'm not good enough for you?
No, you did. No, Lindy. Okay, everybody stand up. Lindy did a good job today. We kept trying to get her to talk like every show, and she doesn't fucking do it. So she's like sits there and does her computer stuff.
I does the producer stuff.
Yeah, but we keep trying to get her because we need her viewpoints. So reach out to Lindy, tell her like start talking some more. Okay. So.
All right.
And then thank you, and we will be back next week with some good stuff. I hope. All right. Bye.